You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today we are with Mr. Eric Tippetts, who, with his business partner, recently launched NASGO. Eric is extremely passionate about this project to help connect the world with a more open, fair, and transparent way to communicate, collaborate, and innovate together with a common thread of trust. Mr. Tippetts, a pleasure to have you today on Enterprise Radio.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure. Thank you, Eric.
And you're most welcome, and looking forward to hearing all the details on NASGO. So tell us, for starters, what is the NASGO blockchain?
Well, I think to answer that, maybe to back up and explain why we built a NASGO blockchain, because people go, you know, blockchain, it seems so technical, it's developer, tech heavy. You know, my partner and I, we're entrepreneurs and doing local business and global business. What we've realized is the internet has become so noisy and there's so many things built on the internet. When it was first built, it was open. It was, you know, transparent. It was something that was authentic. And over time, it's gotten extremely noisy, crowded. You've got firewalls that are blocking different countries from talking to each other. And so what we realized back in 2015 is that we wanted to build something that broke all the boundaries and limits that we were hitting into between firewalls, also banking, merchant account, trying to do a global business and open it up. And that's what led us to start building the NASGO blockchain, which blockchain really, it's an internet platform. That's the simplest way to break it down without getting all technical into code. You know, the internet is code. And it was somebody like a GoDaddy that helped people start to understand that you can build websites on this internet, on this code. Well, that's NASGO. The blockchain is just, it's an infrastructure that is built on code, which is built on, you know, a delegate POS system. And I look at it as a decentralized way to facilitate applications and commerce globally. But blockchain is an open ledger, so it's all transparent. So you've got a network or an infrastructure that really is kind of a people's network. It's the people that are providing the power to it, and it's open and transparent. So it allows people to build trust very quickly globally.
Sounds like an awesome platform and a great explanation to lead things off today. How can businesses or entrepreneurs and others benefit from blockchain? Get into some of those details.
I think it's the applications. So when you say blockchain, you know, that's something that typically as a small business or an entrepreneur, it's above, you know, at least for now in 2019, it's above most people's heads. They're not quite sure what that means. Blockchain, is it Bitcoin? Is it cryptocurrency? And so they immediately assume that it's the cryptocurrency side of things versus an infrastructure. So I look at, you know, how can businesses and entrepreneurs benefit? It's the applications built on top of it. So think of it no differently than the internet today. You know, it was until like the GoDaddies that built a simple application that allowed people to go on and buy a domain address and put a website onto the internet. So I look at how can they benefit from blockchain. It's really a new world of infrastructure that people can go on and create a token. And really what that is a digital asset that is their voice or their company brand. Then this is using applications like we built Amico or Vapor, which is an augmented reality app with social media. You can now take that and start to utilize it out with your customers, with your prospects, incentivizing them, creating loyalty programs that engages your customers and incentivizes them to not only care about you, but also share you. So really, the applications built on blockchain is truly the key, in my mind, the key part of it.
Absolutely. Tell us, how do you measure success on blockchain? Is it on-chain, off-chain, or both?
This is an awesome question. This is actually a question that it might get a little, you know, there's two ways to look at it. So if you look at traditional blockchain, and if you look at it from a developer standpoint, and the big blockchain infrastructures today, they measure everything on transactions. And I look at that and say, you know, is that success on blockchain? If I am just sending you a coin or a token and it has no meaning to it, meaning there was no service, goods or services that were transacted, it was purely speculation. So you've got these big platforms that people created ICOs and created a ton of transactions, but in my mind, they were meaningless transactions. They were speculation transactions of a coin maybe going up in value. And so I traded it to you and you traded it back. You thought it was going up, so I traded back to you. I never saw that personally as true, you know, transaction or utilization. That was more speculation for me. Where I look at what we've tried to create is really, and you actually on-chain and off-chain, we've built apps on blockchain that allow a company or an individual or a mission to tokenize, that creates an asset on the blockchain, which is open and transparent. But then we've created apps that facilitate that token. And so maybe on the blockchain, there was only one or two transactions. But off the blockchain, there might have been millions of transactions. For instance, we have our Vapor app. So our Vapor app is an augmented reality. So think of like a Pokemon Go. So people can look up and see like what's going on in their local area, who's rewarding with tokens, what content is being rewarded. So I can actually come on. And as a business owner, I could, you know, throw up a piece of content into Vapor. I could attach a reward like a token, my business token, as a reward to look at my content. And then people in my local community, when they look on Vapor, they can actually see that token, go and, you know, either watch it or come to my location and get that, and then they can utilize it for a free, you know, a free dessert or a, you know, a free appetizer. Okay, there was a transaction that just happened right there, but it was off-chain. So in Vapor, you've got millions of things happening and people interacting and people incentivizing and people grabbing and using those tokens and going and utilizing them for content. So like a musician can go put their new music video on there and show maybe a 10-second clip, then lock the content, and you have to use their token to unlock the content. Okay, that all happened off-chain. It wasn't in the blockchain, but it was facilitating using tokens on the Vapor app. And so when we talk about what's the success on-chain or off-chain, I would say both. I'd say you've got blockchain that has, you know, the way to verify a transaction and with an open ledger. But, you know, I'm at the school of, you know, you don't need to decentralize everything. I don't need to decentralize going in and buying a cup of coffee. I want to make it to where it's the transactions are extremely quick. And there's millions of things happening very quickly. And so for us, we built off-chain apps that facilitate, you know, millions of transactions. And just because you don't see them on the blockchain doesn't mean that, you know, there isn't a ton of utilization. It's just in a different model. It's you've got apps built on blockchain. You've got Amico, which is a merchant processing app that we built, that you've got transactions happening there and then coming back and validating on our Nazgul blockchain. So that was a great question. I think one that, you know, I don't think I've been asked that before. And I think it's something so powerful to really get into the blockchain world and help them understand. If it's just speculation going back and forth, you know, to me, that really, you haven't kind of hit into what's the meaning of true blockchain is facilitating transactions off-chain and on-chain.
It certainly does make a lot of sense. Some great information there today. We're joined by Mr. Eric Tippetts, the co-founder of the Nazgul Blockchain Internet Application Platform. Listed on BitForex under NSG, Nazgul's vision is the creation of applied blockchain, making blockchain technology easily accessible for the millions of small to medium-sized businesses that are the backbone of the world economy here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, as an entrepreneur, what has building Nazgul taught you?
I would say, number one, be mission-driven. You know, it's hard as an entrepreneur, and especially the way that we, you know, this was self-funded by my partner and I. And this is something that we didn't have, you know, all the corporate infrastructure that believed in what we were doing. I had a whole team that, you know, believed in what we were doing. It was my partner and I. And I'll be honest, we didn't know what we were doing in the beginning. But we knew what blockchain would do, and when we started building our blockchain platform, you know, there were months that went by that we looked at each other and said, what are we doing? We're crazy. And it, you know, if it was just by myself, there was probably many times I would have given up, but because I had a partner that would kind of, you know, lift me up and dust me off and say, we're going to make this, We helped each other. We empowered each other, and we stayed focused on what was the intent of building Nazgul. I mean, Nazgul, we don't even own it. I mean, we couldn't shut it down if we wanted. It's decentralized. It's got servers around the world, and it was really built to give to the world, and especially leave a legacy to my daughter. And as a entrepreneur, I would say there's so many people that would tell us we're crazy and would tell us, you know, there's no way we could possibly do it, especially how complex blockchain is. But I think, you know, as an entrepreneur, this is really an internal game between you and yourself and your mental of believing that you're doing something that's going to have an impact in the world. It's got a mission, an outcome, a result that you've got to stay focused to see. And I would definitely say, you know, you can't listen to other people. I can't tell you how many haters come out when you're disrupting, when you're giving, when you're, you know, talking out of their, you know, their belief level. You make them feel uncomfortable. And I've just realized so many people want to take that down. They don't want to let you succeed at that level. And, you know, my partner and I were victims of that many times of haters coming at us to try to derail us. And I got to the point to where I started realizing we're doing something big. And if you don't have any haters and you don't have people that are telling you can't do it, you're not playing at that level. You're not doing something big enough that you have enough people that you felt you've made feel uncomfortable that want to come and see how they can kind of cut your legs off and bring you right back to them.
I appreciate your sharing those details with us, and it does sound like you are obviously disrupting the space, so hats off to you. Lastly, walk us through how a business or entrepreneur could use blockchain as we conclude today.
I would say blockchain, think of it as an infrastructure or a grid. I like to, you know, I'm telling a lot of the musicians that are coming on to our platform, they're tokenizing, they're creating their digital asset on our infrastructure, on our grid. And the biggest thing that I'm noticing today that I think, you know, everyone listening to the show and also entrepreneurs is, you know, as a, especially a content creator, somebody that's got something of value, what I'm noticing is all the platforms today are built for the platform to monetize the content. So you look at an Instagram or Facebook or any of these Snapchat, you know, they are built so they make the money. The content creators just feed it full of content, and they sit and struggle and go and work at two jobs while they've got a million followers, but they're not monetized. And I look at what we're building. We're really building it for entrepreneurs so they are monetized. Like a musician, you know, that's struggling to monetize their songs and you know, not get them pirated, all those. And how do I go across borders over into China, for instance? Well, that's what Vapor, you know, just if I was to walk through the flow of what we built, very simple, you can come on and tokenize or create a digital asset in minutes on the NASCO network. Now you've got your digital asset. Now go and put it in your Vapor app. So you've got your ERIC tokens in your Vapor app. Now when I do a video or I shoot a picture, I can put that right onto the Vapor app just like I would Instagram. But if it's a video, I can show them the first 10 seconds and then lock up the rest of it. And somebody has to buy my ERIC token to see the rest of the content. So it makes it to where the, you know, me as a content creator, I now have control. I have control of my brand, but I also have control of monetizing my content. Second thing is, let's say that I'm a musician and I'm here in, you know, Southern California, but I want to go place my content over into China. Well, right now, there's firewalls. You couldn't even get your website, your band's website, over to Asia. And second is they don't have Facebook. They don't have Google. They don't have Instagram. So all these big Instagram, you know, superstars aren't even – they don't even have Instagram over there, so there's none of that. So with Vapor, it's all via satellite. So I could shoot a video. I could lock it with a token. I can go pin it over in Shanghai, China. And now everybody looking in their Vapor app is seeing my content, and they can purchase my tokens to then access that content. So what we're trying to do is make it to where, you know, as an entrepreneur, how do I adopt blockchain? Just look at it as the grid. And what I love, and this is, I think, the coolest part of it, is no tokens, no assets go off the grid. So, like, if I'm sending out mailers or I'm shooting emails, I have no clue where those emails go or where, you know, those mailers go. They go off the grid. They, you know, somebody took it inside their house or it went into their email box. Well, with tokens, if you have all of your fans and followers or prospects purchasing tokens to get access to your content, through Vapor, I can actually see where all my tokens are. So I can see like a heat map. I can know where all my prospects and where my potential fans or followers. So for like an artist or musician, it's great to say, wow, I didn't realize that so many fans are in, you know, Arkansas. Why don't we go do a tour there? Why don't we have a pop-up concert there? So that's something that's very unique and isn't available today on just that kind of trackability. And making it to where people can really start to analyze and see where are their prospects, their fans, their followers at, and be able to start creating a trackable, you know, analyzed starts of campaigns that they can start tracking real details, real fans, real followers.
I think it's pretty awesome what you have in place for entrepreneurs and businesses and making it easily accessible for the world to take advantage of, and really appreciate you bringing focus to NASCO here on the program. Where can listeners get all the details on NASCO and take advantage accordingly?
Well, I think three, or, you know, NASCO, NASGO.com is the blockchain platform. You've got Vapor, V as in Victor, VAPR.net. And you've got Amico, AMICO.app. So those are the three places that you can go and get more information on each of them.
Again, Mr. Tippett, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly appreciated your time today.
Awesome. Thank you.
And you're certainly more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Eric Tippett, the co-founder of the NASCO blockchain internet application platform, listed on BitForex under NSG. NASCO's vision is the creation of applied blockchain, making blockchain technology easily accessible for the millions of small to medium-sized businesses that are the backbone of the world economy. And simply, for more details, visit NASCO.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.